We're going to read chosen excerpts from the sources about the duty of obligation to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the public. We're in excerpt number 20. So let's start with excerpt number 20. It's untranslated by Rav Kook. The secrets of the world, one of the secrets of the world is that because it is time to act, I have revealed it. Because the time is right for it. And bigger and greater than me suffered the slander of the people for such matters. Their Holy Spirit put pressure on them to correct the generation. So they talked about new things and revealed secrets that the common mind was not used to.
Maybe again.
One of the secrets of the world, that it is, because the time is right to act for the Creator, I have agreed to reveal them because the time is right for it. And greater and bigger than me suffered the slander from the people because of such matters. Their Holy Spirit put pressure on them for the correction of the generation to talk about new things, to reveal secrets that the common mind was not used to.
We see from this as much as he's suffering that he wants the correction of the world. 21.
Excerpt 21 from Baal HaSulam, The Peace. As long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel too will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others. As it is written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests. In the essay, Darvut, we see this from experience. For the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing, meaning that thus far, Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled. Since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
I don't see any questions. It's all understood, so we can keep going. Or you don't understand anything. Actually, the things are pretty clear. What's he saying? As long as the ego is within us, we will be in the lowest degree and won't be rewarded in our real state. We are right now in a state that has no place in reality. This world doesn't exist. It only exists in our brain. Only in our brain. In a way, in an imaginary form. Truly, we get rid of this perception. We see we were never alive, never living, never existed. Nothing was ever here. Because all of this reality is just for us to be able to come closer to our true state. And we obviously have an issue here that we have to understand that our real life isn't in the same state in this world where we think we're in. But our whole work has to be in order to escape our world and go forward. Now the Creator is trying to do it, the upper light is trying to do it according to degrees, gradually, awakening more pressure on us, that we won't run from it, but we will take his actions, his pressure, and turn it into our advancement. And for now, we still want to run. Somehow, to sneak away. New York one.
Розкривач скрите, чому не привик разом мас? А каких мас?
Revelation of the concealed, what's the common people are not used to? Who are the common people?
He wants us to reveal all the process we have to go through, all the means that we have to use in order to come out of our state, to which goal we have to get to, as much as that goal is good compared to what we have if we don't aim ourselves to it. We all have to reveal this and to everybody. So all in all, in these excerpts, what we've gathered is that all Kabbalists speak about our obligation to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah as quick as we can in our time, because otherwise we right away fall into the path of suffering from the path of light, from the Torah. Keep going.
Excerpt number 22 from Rabash. Israel are the sons of kings. And now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, you will be unto me as gula, or remedy, or virtue, out of all the nations, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that the Creator speaks to the children of Israel. These are the words, not less and not more. Meaning there is no need for more than this.
Meaning all in all, we need vessels of bestowal. The segula, the remeli, we know what it is. It's from the word segol, three lines. And whoever gets there is called the nations of priests. So, each one, no matter who he is, white, black, red, yellow, doesn't matter who a person is, each and every one can reach a state that he will be as a kohen, meaning the degree of keter, closest to the Creator. That is what we need to do. Ita 4.
Rav, quando io faccio divulgazione, visto che tutto all'interno di me stesso, dalla mia volontà.
When I go out to disseminate, and everything happens within the will, my will to receive, everything happens in me.
Yeah, it all happens in you, so. But you disseminate something, even if you're disseminating egoistically, in order to succeed, in order to gain something, in order to come close to the Creator. By this, I'll come close to the Creator. By this, I'll be bigger. Still, the fact that you're thinking in such a way for now, it's because your vessel's corrupted. But the fact that you're telling about it to others, by this you're helping others advance, and that's your reward. Okay? Galil West.
Rav, if reality is in my mind, in my imagination, well, so what is the real reality according to the text, according to Kabbalah?
The true reality is a desire to receive, which is corrected in order to bestow, and the light that fills it. That's the true reality. The rest is imaginary in all kinds of forms or degrees. Tel Aviv 2.
On the one hand, you explain that the world is imaginary, we have to run away from it. On the other hand, the Kabbalists they obligate us to have a family and work and things in this world. How does that fall into place?
Falls into place great. You know it's all imaginary. When you know it's all imaginary, but you have to do it because Kabbalists obligate you to. Yeah? Specifically because of that, and it's a great exercise.
How does that help us advance? How does it serve us?
When you bend down before the Kabbalists' opinion, and then you are included with them. With everything you have to do in this world, if you do it because they obligated you, so this whole world you already get it in order to bestow. PT3.
Rav talks a lot about dissemination as creating materials and passing on the materials, but many friends support dissemination. What do you think about these duties, and should every friend, besides disseminating, must he create content?
I don't know if they have time. It's each one has to give as much forces as he can to scatter the materials. It can be writing, it can be spreading it, it can be translating, it can be 1,001 things, but he has to participate. Each one, even if he's busy 100% of his time in all kinds of other things, he still has to give even 1% in something to be connected in spreading out the materials. Let's say he works, I don't know. Tell me what works you have, what roles in the group and something. But he has to have, let's say in the group he's, I don't know, he takes care of the paperwork of a group. He has to give something, even 15 minutes a day, in scattering the message all over the place. Each one has to do it. Africa.
Well, our question is, we absolutely understand the importance of dissemination spoken by Kabbalists since time immemorial. Our question is that, can we say that our current state is a form of a state preparing us even for a bigger leap in spreading this wisdom? Or how can we harness more out of our current state? Because you said you feel this bit of a descent in the Kli. So how can we utilize this as well if it's a state preparing us for a bigger leap, please?
We are preparing ourselves to a leap that was never ever like it. Way more than what all Kabbalists have attained in all generations and everything, because we are as the worst souls, lowest souls, that there was never anything like us. And if we continue the light that reforms upon us, so it has to specifically turn this from the lowest abyss to the most exalted point to the heavens. Just like that, we have to reach a state where all the vessels are corrected. Everything is corrected. And whatever really, everything filled in the light of the Creator, that the Creator will fill the whole world, all of reality. That's what we have to do. And don't pay attention if we're not good at it, if we don't understand it, if we're dumb. It's all true on behalf of the vessels, but on behalf of the lights, that we correct the vessels, and they are filled in the lights, so we already reach such a height that nobody's ever reached. And to this, all of the generations of the Kabbalists are looking at us and are really supporting us and expecting us to fulfill our role. Clear, right? Moshe, next.
Excerpt number 23 from Rav Kook, an untranslated text. Israel's work is to be the light of the world, to bring out all the people of the world from the darkness of their wrongful views that brought to the decline of the corporeal world and also the decline of the human spirit. Therefore, the Lord chose His nation, Israel, to be the people through which the unity and the trueness of the Creator will be revealed in the world, and the private providence will be assured, which is the most beneficial knowledge about the right way for all human species.
Maybe again.
The role of Israel is to be the light of the world, to bring all the people of the world out of the darkness of their wrong views that brought both the decline of the corporeal world and the decline of the human spirit. Therefore, the Creator chose His people, Israel, to be the people through which the trueness and the unity of the Creator will be revealed in the world, and the private providence will become true. And this is the most beneficial knowledge about the path of and the views of the whole human species.
Yeah, and in this way it will be revealed to all the knowledge of the Creator, the purpose of creation for everything. Okay, so we don't have anything here. Let's read another one. Still, these excerpts are very special. It's worth listening to them once, and that's it.
So out of the book Ma'or V'Shemesh B'Shalach portion, this is also not translated. Abraham came to the world, and he was the first who gave his soul to the sanctity of the Creator so that he can publish the Creator all over the world. And by that, he brought the Shekhinah, divinity, down to earth. And he was rewarded, and he became a regel, a foot for a Shekhinah, meaning he opened a way for a person to bring himself closer to the Creator. So did Yitzchak and Yaakov. They all gave their soul to publicize the Creator in the world. And they became a merkava, a chariot for the Creator, meaning by their sublime work, they brought down divinity to earth. And so did every person who gave his soul and spirit to publish the Creator in the world. He becomes a merkava, a chariot for Shekhinah, for divinity. This is the only way to adhere to the Holy Fathers and to follow their path. Every person must ask, when will my actions become like my forefathers' actions? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
26.
26 out of Bala Sulam, Shofar of the Messiah. The disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in great masses, it is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. And the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it. That matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption. And the voice of the great shofar has already been heard, though in the distance. For it still sounds very softly. Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness. And there is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. And this is the way of the shofar. Its voice grows progressively.
Yep. Now we were saying that we have, Kiev.
All these stages of dissemination of Kabbalah were always somehow connected to special development of the civilization. For instance, the Ari lived in the time of the Renaissance. What can happen today?
Don't you understand what's going on now? Obviously, we have a new period. Humanity is going from this form of capitalism to a new form. That, call it altruism, call it, I don't know, the integral humanity. But that's what's going on. We see how all of society is changing, family is changing, countries are changing, everything's going to change. Our attitude towards nature, to everything. We will, in the next few years, make a complete revolution on Earth. From the fact that man is changing. Say it's because of the virus, doesn't matter. But we will all change. You also see, anyway, how our attitude towards our families change to work, that we don't need for our family, we don't want to get married. For work, we don't have to do all these jobs that we invented throughout the 20th century in order to just to make things and to deal with them. It's all just disappearing now. Countries are just falling, you see. That's why the world is changing, and how a technology, humanity, on every from everything is changing. So obviously, we are in the greatest revolution, the most essential of the human race. And it's an essential, it's in its essence of the human society is changing. In the essence, the attitude towards the earth, the land, the air, to the universe. Everything is changing. We had a friend that is sick, and we wanted to say a few words about him, for him. Who is ready for this?
Yes, Rav and friends, we wanted to share something about a special friend we have, and it's a special action we want to do for a very special friend who joined us a few years ago. He came straight from the second campus. His name is Harut Dorosyan. Just as he came, he got into the heart of many friends. He acted a lot. He volunteered a lot. He was in a lot in the kitchen. He was with us with the Congress of the Fathers and Son. He was working, serving the friends in the morning lesson. He acted a lot in dissemination. He was very, very active. And 55 days ago, Howard had a heart attack. And since then, he is in a coma. He wasn't breathing on his own for 40 days. Now he is breathing on his own with some help. He's in a rehab department now, but he's still in a coma. We really ask all of the friends to pray for him, for his wife and his daughter, so that they can hold on in this very difficult time. And we really want to pray to the Creator to bring him back to us so he can be an active part of our system. So let's take a few seconds and ask the Creator to bring him back. You told us that if the friend is important, you have to ask from the Creator, and the Creator has to help. So let's take a moment, think and pray and ask for Harut to come back to us.
Okay, we will think about him. And let's hope that we will get help and he will be healthy. And Shai.
Yes, we'll go over the schedule shortly. If you can see the slide, we're going to start at 10 a.m. in a live broadcast, translated Rav with Michael Senilevich, and then 11 till 11:30, Rav with Gilad Shadmon. At 1:30, we're going to have a recorded preface lesson, and then another live lesson with Rav. At 3 o'clock, it will be live Rav with Macaron. It's going to be about the news. It's very interesting. You should connect. Then again, a live lesson at 6 p.m. Let's sing a song.
Volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi sono trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Lemana chai verai, lemana chai verai, lemana chai chai verai, Adam ala shalom bach, lemana chai verai, lemana chai verai, lemana chai chai verai, Adam ala shalom bach. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Vorrei dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. Leman chai verai, leman chai verai, leman chai verai, condizione che svederà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, adabra la shalom ba, le malachai verai. Shalom.